New Jersey voters head to the polls tomorrow to vote in a special election for U.S. Senate. The Democratic candidate is Newark Mayor Cory Booker, a rising star in his party. NPR profiled him last week. The Republican contender is Steve Lonergan, a conservative who supports the government shutdown. From member station WNYC, Janet Babin reports on how Lonergan is faring in a state with a traditionally moderate GOP.
Bergen County is just a short car ride from New York City, but it gets suburban pretty fast, and the recession hit hard here. This area is home to the New Jersey Tea Party Coalition, one of about a dozen similar groups that have cropped up across the state since 2008. I meet with Coalition co-founder Michelle Talamo and a handful of other members at a local park. Like most Tea Partiers, Talamo wants lower taxes, smaller government, and has a visceral mistrust of the president.
I became very anxious by the election of Barack Obama coming into office and the transition, and then the stimulus that came into being.
Another member, Ron Ellis, explains why he's worried about the erosion of personal freedom.
Have you ever ridden in the back of a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're one of the few. Uh-huh. You can't do that anymore because the government has gotten bigger and bigger and is telling us everything that we can and cannot do.
These Tea Party members say they're supporting Steve Lonergan in New Jersey's special U.S. Senate election. And when the conservative Republican ran for governor of New Jersey against Chris Christie 4.5 years ago, he sounded very much like a Tea Partier. Here's Lonergan at a gubernatorial campaign event talking about the direction he believed the country was moving in.
It's called socialism and a shift from our American way of life towards European socialism.
But fast forward to the current campaign for U.S. Senate, and Lonergan is shying away from any formal association with the Tea Party. This has been hard to do, given that he recently headed up a group favored by the Tea Party. Professor Bridget Callahan-Harrison at Montclair State University says Lonergan's solid conservative credentials are a double-edged sword.
That background in the Tea Party in some ways is hurting him with more moderate Republicans.
It also may be what's helping him. The race was predicted to be a blowout win for Democrat Cory Booker. And with a 10-point lead in one of the most recent polls, those predictions will likely come true. But Lonergan has been cutting down on Booker's big lead these past few days. Patrick Murray is director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute.
Most voters say that Cory Booker's views are in line with the state of New Jersey, whereas Steve Lonergan's are not. But it's the sense that the Garden State voters feel that their vote may have been taken for granted.
Murray says New Jersey voters perceive Booker as a candidate who craves the national spotlight, and Lonergan has taken advantage of that weakness. At a campaign event in Newark last month, Lonergan said he's bringing the GOP together.
We have pro-gun support and not-so-pro-gun Republicans. We have pro-life Republicans, not-so-pro-life Republicans.
Professor Callahan-Harrison at Montclair State says Lonergan deserves credit for making the race competitive.
As Lonergan's numbers in the polls increase, it then signals other voters that maybe this guy actually has a shot and it's okay to say that you're going to support him.
Despite the current groundswell, Lonergan may not be able to overcome the math. It's been 40 years since New Jerseyans have elected a GOP senator. But what better time for conservatives to throw a Hail Mary pass than a Wednesday in the middle of October, with turnout expected to hit a record low? For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin.
This is NPR News.